The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I wanted to just introduce Patachara, who's the Buddhist nun whose statue is behind me. Patachara was one of the more important, maybe the most important Buddhist teacher for the early female women teacher in the time of the Buddha or soon thereafter. Very important teacher for the early nuns order. And this statue was specifically made and gifted to IMC and IRC, and it'll be here for a short while. It's going to be installed at our retreat center, an Insight Retreat Center. Those of you, maybe you could see it well enough, but when I finish here at 7:45 or so, I could try zooming in the camera a little bit more or something, and maybe you could see it closer. So, so mindfulness practice is sometimes presented as being very simple. As simple as being aware of what's happening in the present moment. And noting just what's happening now as it's happening. Nothing more complicated than that. And it might not be more complicated what we do, but the impact of that simple moment-to-moment awareness practice can be multifaceted and profound. And in the Buddhist tradition, it's understood that it puts you on a path of progressive spiritual growth, spiritual development. And that there are a number of ways in which this development and growth is described. And it's a beautiful thing to discover and be surprised by how we change by this simple moment-to-moment awareness. It's also possible to have some understanding of what that change is and kind of recognize it earlier or even bring it along intentionally so that the two, the moment-to-moment mindfulness practice and these other qualities begin to actually happen faster or fuller or richer for us in our life. And so today I want to mention that one of the important qualities of the path of practice as it opens up for people is the discovery or the unfolding, the opening of generosity. And so when we sit mindful of the present moment, I'll talk a little bit about breathing today, that it's possible to do so with a sense, attitude of generosity. We say, give our attention, and attention is a beautiful gift to give anyone, including to ourselves. And to think of attention as a gift, that we're, if we bring our attention to the breathing, we're not just bringing it, we're giving it. And the spirit of open-handedness, of generosity, of giving, can be there in our attitude towards being with the breathing. And it's also giving and receiving go together, and it's also the gift of being receptive, receiving a gift. And breathing, the present moment, can also be seen as a gift that we are the recipient of. And this idea that there's this kind of circle of being generous and being and receiving a gift goes along with this practice. We become more generous. As we become more generous in practice, living with a spirit of generosity, simultaneously there's an idea that, wow, what an amazing gift it is to be alive and to experience and to feel. So both to be generous in our attention to the breathing and to see breathing as a gift itself that we receive. So moment to moment, one gift after another, one moment of generosity after another. So to begin to sit upright, either literally or metaphorically, and to close your eyes, and with the eyes closed, perhaps there's a greater sensitivity to the body, greater sensitivity to the sensations of the body, to how the body experiences itself. And as an act of generosity towards oneself, it's often good, the beginning of a sitting, to make the adjustments it takes with the body to feel a little bit more settled, as if you're caring for your body generously. And perhaps to take a few of these deeper breaths, the gifts of air, to receive it more fully. And as you exhale, the gift of relaxation, softening all over the body. A global relaxation of the face, the shoulders, the chest, the belly. A softening of the arms and hands, legs and feet. Each time you exhale, relaxing, letting go, and then letting your breathing return to normal. And then ever so slightly, not dramatically and not with high expectations of what it looks like, can you have an attitude of generosity as you bring attention to your breathing? Generosity that is similar to the generosity of being a good listener to a friend who needs a listener. The generosity of attending at the bedside of someone who's sick, where your job is mostly just to pay attention, to be available. That openness, attentive care, caring attention. And it's more than just coming back to the breathing, attending to the breathing. Perhaps there can be a feeling of generosity towards your body breathing, to yourself. Generosity accentuated, knowing that the simplicity of attention opens the door to greater and greater spiritual growth. You're giving yourself a wonderful gift that allows the inner life to slowly, ever so slowly, maybe not today, to mature and to grow and to open. And in that growth, more and more you'll feel that life is a gift. The gift of the moment, breathing, one breath at a time. when you've noticed you've drifted off in thought, to begin again with awareness, to let it be more an opening than a contracting, more an opening of generosity, like opening the hand to give something with an open hand, and less a contracting or a regret or idea that something is wrong. There's something right, very right. Noticing if you're thinking, and then that openness, generously beginning again with attention to breathing. As we come to the end of this sitting, to whatever degree there is generosity in our ability to be mindful, to attend to attention, to be aware of the world around us, may this generosity extend from us out into the people we'll meet today. May it be that we appreciate that being generous to others is a support, direct connection to our ability to be mindful and aware in the present. There's a generosity of being present for to others. And to begin with that, to begin with generosity of giving your time, to really listen, see, attend, to be with anyone you encounter, whether it's through an email or through phone call or some other means, or even if it's just in your thoughts. So that you can attend to those you think about with generosity. May it be that this practice that we do brings greater generosity into this world that we live in. And may that generosity of ours support the welfare and happiness, ease and health and freedom of all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be liberated.